We're going to turn our attention now to the lumber market and its impact on sky-high housing costs as housing starts slipped by more than 4% in January. For more, let's bring in our next guest, John Duncanson, timber analyst at Cordon Capital. John, thanks so much for being here. So the housing market's being pulled in all kinds of directions, right? Housing starts are down. Mortgage rates are up. Mortgage applications are lower, all because demand is so tight. There is so little supply and prices are sky high. And now lumber prices are exacerbating the situation because they've been on a roller coaster all pandemic long. They were super high. They did dip. Now they're sort of creeping higher again, although slightly off some of those highs today.
Yep. It's been very interesting. We've had some good new positive news, actually. If you just came back to your housing start figures, yes, they were down in January, but I think that's largely probably supply chain and also weather. I can't think of any part in North America, or particularly in the States, where that they didn't have some pretty severe winter weather. The nobody's looking at the building permits, so you didn't mention it either, but they hit a 17-year high in January. And so that's the precursor of future. So we're still in a red hot housing market. Freddie Mac came out about a couple of weeks ago saying that the shortage of houses in the United States is 3.8 million. So we're well behind where we should be. So on the demand side for lumber, I don't see any real slowing up. If we do get interest rates picking up a bit, which I think everybody thinks, all that's going to do is probably squeeze more people that are on the fence into buying houses. So it's an interesting point. The other thing you mentioned, we talked about earlier, was just the, and you mentioned it, the record high lumber price, or the record high housing costs. And, you know, the National Association of Home Builders published just Tuesday that just the jump we've seen in lumber prices since they bottomed out last fall has added about $19,000 to the cost of a new home. One thing I always like to point out is that the Canadian lumber is a major supply for U.S. housing, and the duties, the ongoing trade war between Canada and the U.S. On lumber imports, 30% of that $19,000 additional cost a house, 30% of that I calculate to be just the Canadian lumber duties, or the duties on Canadian lumber going into the States. It's close to $200 to $300 a thousand board feet. So it's significant. And those the duty rates went up actually in November, first week in December. They went up to 18%. One big solution, if they want to drop the cost of a new house in the United States, is negotiate with the Canadians and get rid of this this tax, because it's just a tax on the U.S. consumer.
Yeah, and I was going to talk to you about some of those regulatory issues and wondering, what is the U.S. doing to alleviate some of them? Because I understand from what you're saying that, you know, the Canadian tariffs have been exorbitant and really sort of pressured the lumber market. So what's being done?
Well, nothing right now, because the Canadian producers are making so much money. I don't know if you saw the earnings. They're off the peaks, of course, from last spring, but they're still very, very, very much up there, the earnings wise. The other thing you got to remember too is that the duties aren't going into the U.S. Treasury; they're being held in trust. So, if there is a settlement, the money will come back to the Canadian companies. And the other thing, with all the very positive cash flows that they've generated over the past, you know, 2 years, despite the pandemic, a lot of the companies have absolutely no debt. So they don't have, there's not a lot of pressure on them to reach a negotiated settlement like they did back in 2006. They're just going to wait it out. And the other thing too, is that the formula for lumber duties, which is calculated by the U.S. Commerce Department every year, is one of the key inputs is the price of lumber. And as the price of lumber goes up, the duties actually come down. There's about a 2-year lag. So the 18% they're paying right now will come down to about 11% come the summer. So there'll be some relief there. But And that's the other macro that there was news on yesterday, and I've been following this for quite a while. And I think when I was on your show last July, I mentioned it. There's a real squeeze on lumber capacity happening in Canada, particularly in British Columbia and the West Coast, because you got some, we've had the beetle-killed timber, and now we're getting regulatory reforms coming in that are actually going to reduce the annual allowable cut. So, and we saw the first real indication of that yesterday when Canfor, the second largest lumber producer in North America, they've announced that they're shutting down one of their sawmills in the BC interior. Not completely, but they're going to remove one of three production lines. I estimate there's probably, because of the regulatory changes and the tightness in timber supply in British Columbia, there'll probably be 10 or 12 more permanent closures. So just as people think that things might be getting back into supply balance, supply-demand balance, you're going to see the supply really start to come off, and that will hold prices up. We're at $1,300 right now. That's at the mill. And I see a bit of pullback as we get into the summer months, but we probably won't see the $1,600 level we saw last May, but we're at 1300 right now. So I'm looking at some pullback, but nothing more than maybe 15%. And then these mill shutdowns in Canada are going to keep the market extremely tight well into 2023.
Yeah, it looks like it. And climate change and wildfires as well, exacerbating things there. Great discussion. Thank you so much for your time. We will have to leave it there. John Duncanson, timber analyst at Cordon Capital. Thanks so much for your time today.